Interesting. I think I have all those ingredients. Oh, that's fun. Oh, hey, babe. What's going on? Yeah, of course you can come sit next to me. Come on. Oh, I'm just reading through one of my spell books. Gotta keep my memory up to date with everything. You're cute. No, it's not just about getting the hand gestures down. Don't get me wrong. They are important. You're so cute. But why else would I be studying, Well, what really matters is the passion, the soul, the intent you put into your spells. I know that magic confuses you, but I appreciate that you try to understand. I'm telling you, though, I could teach you if you want. Fine, you'll let it be my thing for now. All right, if you say so. Anyway, was there a particular reason you wanted to come sit with me? No, there doesn't have to be a reason. Of course not. But usually, when you want to be around me, you don't ask. You just show up and pounce, and I get to smush your little cheeks. So there is a reason? Feeling shy. Is something wrong? Are you sure? Your mouth is saying one thing and your body language is saying another. No, I'm not accusing you of lying. I simply want to be certain. If everything is okay, then what did you want to talk to me about? What? Sweetheart, I can't hear you when you mumble. You what? Oh, you want to be more vulnerable around me? Like you want to be able to drop your guard and share more personal things? Am I getting that right? Am I hearing you correctly? Oh, good, I am. Well, I mean, of course you can, baby boy. No, I don't mind. We're partners. That means we can be vulnerable with each other. It's one of the best parts. Well, think about it. I've told you some stuff that I would never share with anyone else, and it would be unfair of me to say that you can't do the same. Not guy logic enough? Huh? What do you mean you can't? Did I do something wrong? If I did something to break your trust, please tell me. Whatever it is, I am so sorry, God. Oh, it's not me? Thank God. So, it's not me. You say you can't tell me. You know you don't have to tell me anything if you don't want to, right? Like, this isn't some sort of relationship rite of passage. No, don't think that just because we're dating that we need to share literally everything with each other. It's not that either. What is it? Okay, let me try a different angle. So you do want to be vulnerable with me, but maybe you don't know how? Oh, yeah. I totally get that, babe. No, it's never easy to share something personal with someone. I mean, it isn't for me, even when I trust them. Yeah, of course I understand. Like, you know my friend Alex? He is my best friend, and I don't think badly of him in any way, but I still got nervous when I told him that I practiced magic. More accurately, terrified might be the correct word. I was so scared that he would never talk to me again. But eventually, you know, worked up the courage. You encouraged me. And the first thing he said to me after I told him was, "That's awesome. Show me a trick." I mean, seriously, he's a dork, but I should have known. Yeah, I'm rambling. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I understand being scared to share your feelings, and it's okay. And whenever you're ready, I promise that I won't see you as any less than you are because of your willingness to be vulnerable. Oh no, did I say something wrong? You're so fragile today. It's just that you got quiet all of a sudden. Okay, if I didn't, can you share what's on your mind? So you're ready to tell me. You want to tell me, but you're so scared it's stopping you. I think I might have something that can help with that. Yeah, I was looking through some pages earlier. Where was it? Here it is. Okay. Sweetie, with your consent, and only with your consent, of course, I'll cast a spell that will help you get into a more vulnerable headspace. Yeah, I know you can still get a little nervous when I cast my hocus pocus around you. That's why I wanted to ask your permission. First, of course. I'm not going to, and I will never force you to say yes. I might tickle you, but I will never force you. No, honestly, I think this might help. You will? So proud of you, babe. I think this will be just what you need. Now come sit on my lap. I know you're taller than me, but you need to do it for this spell to work. Now come on. Oh, you're so big and strong. Okay. Now close your eyes. And then hold still. Good boy. Take some deep breaths. Let yourself relax while I work my magic. Yes. You ready, sweetheart? Melt for me. Hey, baby. How do you feel? Whoa. Calm down. Hey.
Shh.
That's it. Take some deep breaths. You're doing so well for me. Good job, baby. What did I do? Can't you tell? I shrunk you. Yes. You are a bit smaller than I anticipated. I've got to practice that spell a little bit more. Apparently, it's easier to shrink inanimate objects than living ones. Oh, calm down. This is to help you feel vulnerable. After all, you are basically the size of my finger. You practically have no choice but to be vulnerable. I can make you big right now if you want me to. You're not in any danger. Your big, strong girlfriend is here to keep you safe. There. Deep breaths. You're much calmer now, aren't you? That sudden size shift might have been disorienting. Maybe I should have warned you, but I mean, I will protect you, I promise. Okay, climb onto my hand. I won't drop you. Don't worry, babe. There you go. Being so brave for me. And I'm just going to lift you up slowly hold you right here. Can you hear my heartbeat? You can feel it too? That's fun. I suppose you get a nice little massage to go along with this experience. It's nice and calming, isn't it? I know you like to listen to my heart when you're my size, but now maybe it's like a gentle lullaby. Help you relax more. Oh, go ahead. Nuzzle into me, pet. I don't mind. Oh, I think the cuddles like this will help you feel so much better. So vulnerable and yet so safe and cared for. Nothing is going to hurt you while I'm holding you in my hands. You're so cute this size. I could sneak you into movies this way. Such a brat. I love you, baby. If there's anything I can do to help you feel protected, I'll do it. And whenever you're ready, you tell me exactly what it is you wanted to tell me. You can share. You can withhold as much as you want to. It's for you, not for me. And when you're done, let me know and I'll get you back to normal size. Take your time. Don't thank me, baby boy. I'm doing this because I love you and I want you to feel safe enough to share whatever it is that's on your mind and swaying you down. Yes, you are so cute like this. I mean, you are so cute normally, but now you're absolutely adorable. Can I give you a kiss? Okay. Okay, I'm going to go slow. Let me think of how best to do this. Maybe it'd be easiest to give you just a little peck on the top of your adorable little head. Well, a little kiss for me, but a giant one for you. Ready? Oh, that expression of yours is the most precious thing ever. You're glowing. I know I call you baby a lot. But at the size you are, practically an actual baby. Cute enough to be one, too. Okay. I'll stop the teasing. Back to the snuggles. By my heart. You know, I think I like being the tall one for once. Maybe when I grow you back, I'll just keep you a tiny bit shorter than I am. Aw, come on. Wouldn't it be nice to have a girlfriend taller than you? Oh, don't pout. As I said before, I won't do anything without your consent. Especially something permanent. Now, do you want to keep talking about this, or do you feel ready to share what you've been feeling? I just want a little bit more time. No rush. Silent cuddles are just as good as any other type of cuddle. Oh, I'm comfortable. Thank you for asking. I love you too. Yes, I do. Remember, you're safe with me, okay? You can tell me anything you want to. No judgment. Whenever you're ready, I'm all ears. Well, and one giant heart.